I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're into the month of November now, and preparation for our buck hunting season is upon us. You may want to make sure that all of your license and stamps are in order ahead of the season. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. The days of going to the sporting goods counter and buying your stamps the night before the season opens will soon be a thing of the past. Michael Ingram is the head of technology for the DNR and says the electronic age is here.
It's just more and more popular, and of course with the start of 2015, we'll be fully electronic. So the days of the paper application and the stamps on the back of it, those will be a thing of the past.
So you might as well become familiar with buying your license online. Log on to wvhunt.com or wvfish.com. It's easy to use. Trust me, those are the DNR's license portals, and you'll have access to everything you're going to need, and you'll be sure it's exactly what you need.
More and more people are getting online with, you know, the more people that get computers in their homes, and you know, they're able to go online themselves and buy their own license, and you know, they don't have to go to a counter and possibly run into somebody that really doesn't know. And, you know, I know some of the agents, the larger agents in particular, if you get someone thrown behind the counter, really doesn't know what license to sell you, and if you're not sure, and it's just, sometimes you're just better off going online and getting what you know you want yourself.
One of the key things you need to remember is to get those extra buck stamps before opening day.
Before midnight, the day that hunting season opens, you need to have that extra buck stamp. That falls with the additional muzzleloader stamp for the muzzleloader season that opens after gun season. So both of those are the you know, you need to get those additional stamps before those seasons open.
Might as well get an antlerless hunting stamp while you're at it, especially if you're buck hunting in a county that has a concurrent antlerless season on private land.
Of course, the doe stamps, the antlerless firearm, those stamps can be bought all the way up to the end of the year for those additional opportunities.
Some counties have a concurrent bear season as well. You, however, have to have a bear damage stamp before you can kill one. You'd hate to have the opportunity and not have the permit with you. The other great thing about buying your license online, no lines, no waiting.
Hunters are sometimes the worst procrastinators in the world, and that's why if you walk in there the day before buck season, you see, if you walk into a Walmart, you're gonna see a line of 100 people in line trying to get their license. You can just avoid that headache too. If you've got a computer at home and your own printer, just go on our website and click on the buy your license online link, and then you can hit the ground running.
Then. Or you can go straight to wvhunt.com and you'll be good to go. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.